Relax, pet. There's a lot of different things we can do to you, with you. And after all, you've already been trained and conditioned. There are certain items, certain places that are familiar when it comes time to trance, time to be in my grasp, under my influence, pulled along by words that you know you want, you know you crave, you know you need to explore with me. So I give you instruments, places that we can store your fetishy energies, places we can store your hypnotic tendencies, places we can store signs of my dominance and control where you are under me, a toy, a plaything, a continuation of my desire, and some things already have that symbolism built in, believe it or not. If you are a fetishist, you understand, whether it's the depersonalizing latex mask or the bodysuit that conceals all feature except for the smooth rubbered surface, or silken stockings on someone else for you to worship or look at, or anything and everything that draws your fetished eye. Things which personalize and crystallize an urge to explore sides of ourselves that have gone untouched, unexplored, unplumbed depths. Those places exist in you, and you access them through touchstones. Fetishes. Items of desire. And those items can be caressed, can be held, can be touched, can be enacted in order to guide you down. You can take those items, those elements of trance, and you can wear them, make contact with them, let them fuel and flow until your mind is encapsulated utterly and entirely in the things you wear, the elements of submission, the symbols of your rampant desire. And that desire only grows stronger when you can touch and see and observe. Looking in a mirror with your fetish wear or the object of your fetish nearby will double your pleasure, double your engulfment and immersion. The specific fetish, the specific manifestation, the specific thing doesn't matter. It could be a favorite toy, a collar. It could be anything that you add to your hypnotic sublimation, to add to your submission, to indulge in, interact with me. After all, the anchor, the symbol that I may enact over top of your existing psyche is only drawing on your existing triggers, whether it's a movie, a book, something we watch, something we observe, something we read, something we think, whether it's a particularly striking piece of pornographic material. Your mind contains fantasies, stories, erotica, imagery, which have informed your fetishes and desires. Those fetishes are in you, and there are things which are formative. Envision the formative pearl of your fetish, somewhere inside your mind, an orb, perhaps on a pedestal. If you reached your hand out and touched it, you would make contact with the purest, most dense crystallization of your fetished response, be it to hypnosis, be it to dominant women, be it to me in particular. There is some experience in your past, or some motif in your life, something you've seen that you thought, that's incredibly sexy, incredibly gratifying to me. You've taken that image and mapped it in your mind as that pure crystallization, but you've allowed me priority function. I can reach in, pick up that orb, rub it against other parts of your life, of your psyche, of your thoughts, of your needs, and leave them with the residue of that fetish, the contact touch drug of your desire for that fetished response, and you can wear items, objects, totems, talismans of your fetishistic desire, be it an article of clothing in a specific material, be it an image you hang nearby and meditate on or put up on your monitor or phone, be it a voice. Whatever it may be, it whispers across your consciousness, controlling and guiding you, and you let it. You let your own urge rise. You wear the objects of your fetish and desire. You wear them on your body, and they fuel and inform you. You are informed, fueled, controlled, guided, attuned, connected to the objects you wear or place in proximity to yourself. Think of where you trance as a kind of feng shui diagram. You are creating the optimal space for the flow of hypnotic desire and fetishistic sexual exploration to happen. That may mean the right images nearby, even a video playing. It may mean the right sound cover, whether that's the beach because you've had nice sexual experiences there with the crash of waves and the call of birds and the warm simplicity of your room. Or maybe it's a particularly heavy blanket that lures you in. But that's good. You think of it as a space that you must shepherd and manage. You must shepherd, manage, desire, experience the space that exists around your deep 3 and 2 and 1 sleeping hypnotic form. You place things on your body, the right covering under you, the right covering over you, the right pillow, the right clothing, the right collar, everything that makes you more deeply down, all the trappings and accoutrements of your deep submissive slide into desire, exploring that means feng shui. Exploring that means additions. It means sublimations. It means adding things that can be touched because they have touched the pure pearl of your fetish. The pure orb of desire, the idea, the principle at the core of that fetish flows out in the objects you choose to place in your feng shui location. Now let's talk about the practicalities of trance. Oh, we will get back to those trappings imbued with their important energy so that if they contact your body, they awaken its submissive, primal, horny, fetish desires. But we will also talk about how when you slide into trance, your eyes tend to get heavy. Your body sways and grows easily enthralled. Your sense of taste may fade. Because you're so sleepy, drowsy, down and deep, so lazy, hazy. Your sense of scent and of mind, of vision, even of hearing, because my voice is taking up that. But your sense of touch, that is the sense which awakens. The sense which echoes outward into everything you make contact with. After all, when I make you aware of your heavy body, I make you aware of what you're laying on. When I make you aware of your heavy mind, I make you aware of the surface your head rests on. Your heavy eyelids tell you about the contact between eyelids and the bottom of your eyes. The way that your eyes feel heavy and warm and a little wet and happy. This is all touch. Touch has such wonderful potential. I mentioned those pearls in the back of your mind that contain your fetishes. And you touch them. You touch them and they send fetish waves through your body, through your brain, through all of you, and you can touch their symbols, the objects you're wearing. Run your hands over your collar, over your fetish wear, even over the monitor displaying images, or run your hands through the air and imagine you can feel air currents or feel the music playing. You are being played down into quiet, subdued desire. Yes, you are being played down into my grip. You are being played down into my control by the very objects you have put on. Isn't it great when you structure your own submission? When you find your own spots of desire and become mine through them? Hear my voice and let it echo over you. Let it grip you, grasp you, drive you deep down into my wiles, my coils, my gripping hand. You are wearing and trapped within and resting in the trappings of your fetishes. I take each of those fetishistic pearls, those condensed memories, and rub them over your fetish wear in the appropriate amounts and spaces in order to give you the desires that make you most completely submissive, most completely hotly, wetly desirous of my thoughts, my words, my control. And every time you add new trappings, every time you add new objects, every time you add new feng shui to your trance space, you inevitably make it a more controlling manifestation of the link between you and I. And when you need to evoke that link, touch is your friend. The sensation of sensitive touch. Touch your collar or your fetish wear or the monitor where the images are stored, or just run your hands through the air and feel the breeze and the white noise and the music you might play and the sensation I might set out and the warmth of the space you are in. Feel my voice in the air. Feel my voice in your head. You are in contact with so much of me, touching so much of me, and it keeps touching you. It keeps making you better at this, because you can always add more objects, always add more trappings, make a room of collected hypnotic memories, a room of collective submissive desire. And in that room, your submissive space continues onward, always. Continues onward completely. It flows into you, fills you, makes you mine. And I let these words flow out of my mind from the pearls of my fetishistic desire. Oh, yes, there's more to this. I mentioned touch. Well, somewhere in me, there must be a memory. Somewhere in my mind, there must be a formative fetish experience. And if you respect my fetish acumen, my ability to draw out in others like you what is desirous and powerful, what is mind-numbing, what is loudly displayed in your head, or quietly whispered across your consciousness, I let my words out, I let my memories out, I let my thoughts out across the surface of you, and somewhere in me is that pearl of desire, somewhere in me is that fetish experience, and you are accessing it, you are touching it, you are making it part of you. Imagine how powerful it must be, how influential, if I take little bits of my fetished experience, of the sexy things that have happened in my life and made me who I am. You love it. You love it. You crave it. You want it. And you will get it. In fact, avoiding it would be impossible right now. Avoiding my controlling desire, avoiding the pearl of my fetished experience, because what is happening to you and making your body feel, making your body fade, making your body lust and desire, are things that come from that pearl of my pure experience and add themselves to your talismans, your trappings, your good hypnotic feng shui. The room you are in is influenced by the words I say. I leave little bits of my control inside of your collar or your fetish wear or your gear or your images or your sounds. Whatsoever your particular hypnotic poison is, you will lay yourself down in it, lavished with your perfect resting space, and I will add the corruptive tinge of my voice, the slight drugging influence in the background of something aphrodisiac, amnesiac, simple, and anesthetic that lulls you down and quiets your mind and leaves you reeling in the control I play over you. You are touching a purer thing. Imagine a vault of pearls, of images, of simple things that have become fetishistic memories in my mind. Each session with you is there, a glowing primordial pearl of our feral, constant, sexy experience together. And it's there, and you could run your hands through them, feeling the cool, smooth surface that sparks with electricity. And that's what I'm doing. I'm pouring out the contents of my fetish vault over your mind. So when you think of the trappings you are wearing, when you use that powerful hypnotic sensation of touch, when you touch the trappings of your good hypnotic space, you will feel trance taking you over, as if everything were a contact drug of pure, consequence-free pleasure. So touching it deliberately is the trigger. Merely brushing up against something that has made you go deep. Merely brushing up against your earbuds, your cell phone, your speakers. Merely brushing up against your bed or its comfortable chair or something in your hypnotic space's ambit will do nothing. Brushing against it with intent, biting your lip, licking your lips, leaning in, thinking of me, thinking of my influence in your head, and then touching it. That's the catalyst. That's the activator. That's the trigger. The deliberate intent to surrender. And gosh, if you run your hands over something tied to your hypnotic desire, and then you think of being tranced, dose after dose, every second a contact substance. Every second you're running your hands through the vault of my desire, the pearls of my fetished memory. I just need to put a few around your mind. Just store a few in the substances that you add to your life to be catalysts for hypnotic change. If I give you a desire, if I give you a submission, if I give you a purity of such powerful need, then you will feel it. You will surrender to it. You will be within it. Be within that pure nugget of desire and relaxation. Be within that purity space, that simplicity, that control I give you. You will be controlled, surrounded, surrendering, submitting, giving in to the very substances you have added to your life, the author and architect of your own submissive desire. You can simply be proactive. Add things that make you think of trance, things that make you think of fetishes, and I will slowly add myself to them, making them heavier. Speaking of heavier, I mentioned sensation. I mentioned touch. As primal hypnotic experiences that are more basic than any other, one of the senses that remains intact and makes you horny, makes you happy, makes you deep, makes you drowsy, euphoric, sleepy, powerfully controlled. But I failed to mention heaviness, which is a sensation in its own right, a sensation of being weighed down, being weighted down. Waiting for the next word, the next influence, the next fetishistic desire to flow across you. When you pick up an object that has been imbued with the good hypnotic vibrations, the desire we share, the connection I give you, the flow of my thoughts and fetishes into you, it's going to feel just a little heavier than normal, which will make it rub against your hand more or your body more. Which will make its contact effects even more evident. A vicious cycle of pleasure where the deeper you get, the more fetishistic a given item becomes, the more heavy it gets, and the more powerfully it influences you. So, when you even place a powerful hypnotic object on a shelf, and I talk of it, or I talk of you, or I place one of those fetished pearls of desire within it, it's a weight on your world. Imagine your perception of the world, and then imagine it being drawn to those heavy objects like a magnet. When you want to be tranced, your vision, your awareness, your thoughts, your words, your sense of touch is drawn to those heavy hypnotic objects. You caress them until you're too lazy, drowsy, deepy to stand or think, and then you lay down and you let yourself surrender. You keep yourself in contact, holding, caressing, touching some potent hypnotic object into which I have slipped the pearls of my desire, and you surrender to it so completely that it is then a totem, a talisman, a constant hypnotic vibration. The longer you touch it, the more lulled down you are, the drugged, anesthetic, amnesiac, aphrodisiac constancy and control that becomes a flood of my thoughts, my fantasies, I thinking of you out there. Oh, that's the even more important point, by the way. You are now part of my fetish desire. You listening to this, thinking of that vault full of arousing pearls, each one with an energy inside that would subdue you down into a submissive, drooling toy. And that vault contains one more pearl today. One more crystallized orb of desire, one more fetishy memory. Me thinking of you, listening to this, becoming enmeshed in a world where you have substances, objects, furniture of desire, where you have hypnotic objects on shelves or on your body, desirous totems that you touch, that you feel vibrating and flowing through you, that you feel filling you and controlling you. They are out there, and you live a life with those totems of desire, those things you can wear and just run your fingers across to drug yourself into a nice deep trance. My voice is one of them too, an inescapable thing flowing in through your ear, bouncing off the inside of your head. You are trapped in the desires I give you. You exist with the awareness that hypnotic bliss is always only inches away, and when you are ready, when you are thinking of hypnosis, you are carrying the catalyst of activating anything you wear, activating anything you see in your environment that means go trance deep for me. You are activating them constantly, and when you have time away from the world, time to be in my thrall and under my grasp, you will think of the fact that you are within a pearl of my desire. You are one of my fetished memories now. You are one of the fetished memories inside this powerfully sexy voice you've chosen to listen to. You are one of the memories in my vault, a pearl of desire wrapped around you. You in a room of good hypnotic feng shui, good hypnotic vibrations, where you place all the things that make you trancy, and that room can travel with you if you're wearing something that makes you trained, desirous. You are carrying parts of me, carrying parts of my thoughts with you. It's like there is this hypnotic space where everything is pleasure. 3, 2, 1, euphoria. Deep desire, aching lust. You're trapped in it, but being trapped has never felt so good. And we will eventually set you free. But you want to carry some of me with you, some of my desire. Imagine the objects of good hypnotic vibration, the objects of good hypnotic desire, as a kind of diving suit that lets you go out in the world while still carrying trance with you. And when you need to breathe, you take the mask of your hypnotic object, your hypnotic wear, and you touch it. And it sends desire, pleasure, just enough to keep you going, just enough to make you feel pretty good, energized, happy, desirous, safe, controlled, but controlled in a way that makes you move toward the best version of you, controlled in a way that embarks on guidance. You may have to go out into the world where people wouldn't understand what we do here. People wouldn't understand the purity of your desire, that you are a fetishist who has to hide it. A fetishist who has to wear only non-obvious signs of deep desire. But you still have the power to carry that reassuring, affirming sense with you. Pearls of desire and ache that I've added to your body. You wear them and bear them within you, and more percentage of you is gradually becoming me. More and more of your good hypnotic feng shui, even though it exists independent from me, as part of your wider fetished life, part of your wider activities, part of the things you've done without me. If you decide to add me to it, then one of those little pearls forms around it, a fetish desire inside your brain like a crystal ball you can glance into and see the memory of a particularly strong fetish encounter. Even this will form another pearl, another bubble, until you have a vault like mine, overflowing with fetishy thoughts that find their root in your everyday. You might find yourself growing hornier, growing more aroused and happy every single day because you're carrying fetishistic thoughts with you. Rather than go out into the world alone, you can now carry me with you, a kind of scuba gear of desire where you go into spaces that aren't quite as friendly to your hypnotized, lustful, aphrodisiac, amnesiac, sinking lust. The ringing in the back of your mind, a constant ringing. That's one of my favorites, by the way. Here, I will share a pearl with you from my vault. A girl in a shop, relaxing, doing her job, monotonous. Continuous. She's there. But in the back of her head is a hypnotic desire, planted there by her mistress. In her mind is a hypnotic purity. And that girl? Hears the bell over the shop's door. feels white-hot lightning, has to restrain her hand from going between her legs, from touching. She hears the ringing and feels the way her eyes want to roll back, but she says, "How may I help you?" in a cheerful, normal voice. But inside of her mind and between her legs is the scuba gear of desire, the awareness that every time a bell rings, a hypnofetishist gets a little bit of affirmation that they're doing what they need to do, and the wet blankness will feel so good at the end of the day. You probably have things like that, things you experience during the day that are recurring, a particular alert on your computer, a particular bell that signals it's time to go to a certain area. Maybe it's even as infrequent as a fire drill, but arousal and desire can be tied to it. Occasionally, you might want to listen to me and play that ideal sound, that little punctuation in your boring day out there, and let it be the trigger for desire. That's another kind of sensual feng shui, another kind of hypnotic, good vibration. To pick signals through your day, deliberately expose yourself to them, that's your proactive point. And then, to make them part of you, to make them part of your desire by associating them with me, with the pearls of desire, and then every day you'll carry some arousal with you, some affirmation that this is who you are and this is how you are and this is what you need. You'll be able to do it. Envision someone growing so aroused at an innocuous everyday occurrence because they and they alone know the secret phrase, the code word, the shibboleth between us, that is part of their sexual good vibrations, their hypnotic desire, that touch. It might be as simple as touching some item you're wearing, something completely innocuous, but every time you do, you add another dose to your system. And what are you dosing yourself with? Pleasure, happiness, purity. The sensations we have together. There is a you who is completely happy, even without all the things I do with you. But there's also a version of you who's ecstatic, easily euphoric, blissed out on the world and able to tackle its challenges with an addition of energy and vibrancy that might be inaccessible. Oh, you might find substitutes, but right now I'm providing it. And I'm providing it because I want you to be able to get it any time. Even if you don't have time for my voice, even if my voice ceased entirely, you still have pieces of me, eternal pearls of desire that make up some percentage of your memory, your fetishes, your brain. I'm part of you and we're connected. Imagine yourself opening the vault of my hypnotic control, and those pearls pour out softly, popping on your skin like bubbles, reforming, entering you, reforming inside your mind. You carry the potential to add items to your day. You can go out in the world and find physical objects, whatever they are, ornaments, decorations, clothing, find them and wear them, place them in your hypnotic space, and they will gain the quality of being a pearl of erotic fetished desire, and you can run your hands over them, creating a zone that's essentially a full-on hypnotic pleasure experience. You can dive in and throw yourself onto what you have accumulated. You will accumulate a perfect hypnotic space. You will participate in a nesting, building experience for me, with me, under me. And in so doing, you will make your hypnotic desire, wherever it comes from, with any trusted voice, any trusted presence, any pure pleasure, a wonderful one. You will create a nook, a zone. It can be whatever size, but for you, it will be perfect. It will be just what you need to make, and I'm giving you authority to go make it, knowing that when you listen to these words, this session, you'll have that image of me placing pearls of hypnotic desire into each and every one of the things you have added, me personally approving of your hypnotic purity space, until eventually you've accumulated a dragon's hoard, a pure addition to your mind, until eventually you will have created a nesting space like the one I have. And you know I'm someone who likes to nest. You will have achieved something to hold on to, a Scrooge McDuck-style money bin to dive into until you're laden with hypnotic, deep, blank desire. Blank control weaves over you, and that space you create is a thing of desire forged between us, a labor of love made by you, approved by me, connecting us, a space, and you can always move it or rebuild it, feng shui it, because your needs are ever evolving, your hypnotic space is ever evolving. Imagine that sensation. Think of an object that epitomizes hypnotic bliss. You run your fingers over it, and an electric pleasure darts up your arm into your brain and makes you hazy, makes you drool, makes you happy. Because touching the objects of your hypnotic good vibration is like touching things I have laid out for you. Traps, but pleasured traps we built together. You have built your own snare, and you will build your own snare, and I will congratulate you for it and pull you deeper into it. Your hypnotic nesting space where you fall under, because anything you run your hands over, even if you run it over object after object, like running your fingers along the slats of a fence, sliding from one hypnotic thing to another, your fingertips will pick up spark after spark after spark of hypnotic bliss and pleasure, and you will shiver your way down, so aroused, aching for my voice to get inside of you. You're so horny right now, just thinking of it, because you've already made that space and you're in it. And now you might pick another, and the dynamo of pleasure, the hypnotic battery you've stored up, adds itself to that new place and another new place, over and over and over again, until all you are is nodding along, nodding off, submitting deep, happily, deeply sleeping, drained down with the words I say to you, making you pure and deep and controlled, because these words are resting on those objects. I'm wafting a cloud of hypnotic mist over your entire hypnotic good vibration space, over the blankets that may be there, pillows or comfortable chairs or anything and everything. Running your hands over a surface, you pick up the light purple corrupting dust of my control and desire. It stays in you, hypnotizes you, controls you, and you add those pearls of lust to your environment every single time that you are hypnotized and you access my vault, and I let some portion of it flow out. You know I replenish it. You know I need only think for a moment to come up with a dozen arousing scenarios, each of which would be a fetishistic pearl enough to ruffle your covers and leave you blankly hypnotized deep, twitching, groaning, moaning, drooling, mine, mine through and through. And you deserve it. You deserve to dive into your hypnotic space. You have created that nest, and you will nest within it. You have created that deepness, and you will lurk within it, dwelling, possessed, and controlled of your own desires that you have built. You will go out into the world and be proactive. You will find so many things that make you desire what I do to you, what I do with you, what I make you twitch for. You hear my words, and those twitches remain. The hypnotic bliss of the moment flows over your skin and makes it happy, deep, sleepy, blank. You possess the ability to always touch those triggers, because that's the wonderful thing about gathering your own fetishistic desires and making them physical in the world. You carry them with you. Some may be for fetishes of me. Some may be for general arousal. Some may be for fetishes for objects or specific activities. But only you know the truth of each object in your space. Only you know its truth. It is a stealth zone where no one else knows the full story. No one else can decode the full story unless you tell me, perhaps, or tell another that you trust. But we together have created it, and that space will remain just as hypnotic when the session is done. In fact, it might drag you into another session and another. Isn't that a lovely idea? A space you can walk into, run your hands over things, and trance yourself. Auto-hypnosis you've proactively built, one brick at a time, a nesting place. And when you rest like this and sink like this, hypnosis beads off of your body in clouds of mist and vagueness. It's like you're filling that space with smoke and fog and deepness, and it will hang out there. It'll hang out in whatever cube you define for you to sleep and rest in, for your feng shui of hypnosis, your good vibrations to live in. You'll walk in and feel your whole body vibrating with hypnotic potential, and then surrender to it in the deep, sleepy recesses of your brain. You feel it, you desire it, you need it, you ache for it, you throb, and it washes and plays over the entirety of you. You nod along and sink deep, slide deep, submit deep. You sleep and feel my will and control flowing over you, and all you need to do is slide your fingers along all the objects on your shelves, all the objects on your body, the surfaces of where you rest when you sleep deep for me. Run your fingers along them and pick up spark after spark, drop after drop, hypnotic, graceful thing after graceful thing. Think of the experience of bringing home new objects and placing them in your hypnotic nest so they add to the weight of it, the power of it. And when you walk in there, sometimes your mind is just quiet. It just worships and says, yes, yes, more. And that's what you get to do. You get to add more. You get to create a space where you are maximally pleasured. Now, of course, you only add as many objects as is practical, but some of the objects that are already there may gain more and more power the longer they live in your hypnotic feng shui. The longer you live in the grips of your desire, you will fall and flow under. You will submit and sink and desire what I do to you when I do it to you, because you know I will add more power to the hypnotic feng shui you have laid out, to the desires you have laid down. You are gripped and controlled. You are guided in the principles of my constant influence. You are there, and you will be there, under me, for me, with me, letting me in your mind to give you what you already craved, to give you desires and aches you already had, which are to add more things to the hypnotic space you define and create, to add more control to your life, more influence from me into you. You sink and slide deeply down, dripping away your consciousness because you've run your hands over too many contact devices, over too many influential things. Some of them you might even wear on your body, and they'll give you that constant drip titration of your mind fading into a chemical pleasure, a hypnotic bliss, an aphrodisiac, amnesiac sleep down, simple anesthetic pleasure, where you barely remember what you're doing and idly run your hands over the innocuous symbol of your desire, slowly dripping hypnosis into your brain, and later you get a bigger dose when you lay down amid all the objects, all the perfect hypnotic trappings. Be a connoisseur of hypnosis. Be a worthy counterpart to me, someone who seeks out ways to make themselves trance more deeply, more frequently, more easily. By perfectly marshaling the space where you rest, you are able to add to it objects of hypnotic desire that retain their power even when I'm not speaking. Even when I am silent, your mind is still filled with all the fetishes you had before me, all the ones you accumulate while you're with me. Everything you will have, constantly connected, is there, and it manifests itself in the kind of objects you choose. In fact, doing this exercise is an act of metacognition, of self-exploration. Envision yourself going out in the world and choosing the ideal object, like Dorothy walking through the hall of objects, trying to figure out which one exactly can be restored to its original shape, can be repurposed back into what it once was. There are many stories in my head and many stories in yours. I take the stories from mine and add them to yours, the images. And if the images are unique and striking, they may be inspiring in you to pick the perfect objects wherever you see them in the world, wherever you can retrieve them from and place them into your hypnotic space in order to influence you and guide you, but also so you can caress them, also so you can touch them and feel the touch spark sparking until your arm is too lazy to rise, until your whole body needs to lay down in its safe resting place and nod off, vaguely following me. And if you need to sleep, all you need to do is touch one of those objects. If you need to relax, all you need to do is caress. If you need to surrender, all you need to do is stare at your objects anointed and placed where they are, within the matrix of your desire, within the space of your mind fading, within the space of your brain sinking. You are mine, and these discordant images collide into one harmony. These objects you have chosen have meaning to you, and they create a full picture of you where you submit, and I would only have you as you. I would only have you be in the hypnotic space you truly, organically create. I wouldn't order any part of it, because ordering your mind to seek it out is my influence, and my influence is carried out vicariously in you finding the right objects, finding the right nesting space, the right good hypnotic feng shui, the right excellent vibrations for your brain to surrender. And then you can touch those objects. You can say, here is the perfect array of my submission. Here is the matrix specifics of my desires, with every cell laid out identically, every bit of it perfectly ideal, because I have created the space where I fall deepest. And then when you have created this home, you have created this space, you have created this place where hypnotic desires are everything and always in the mist and fog of my amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic control drugs the air and makes you go deep, you will then be able to open the door. To welcome me. To open the threshold of your desire. To carry me across it. And set me playing, and oh, I will play. I will add more meaning, more identity, more meaning to every object you've placed there, more desire to every object, more weight. And you will feel so heavy with the weight of the hypnotic objects you have chosen. You will feel so heavy with the desires you have laid out that I will be able to send you under as easily as blowing across a leaf, as easily as moving an eyelash away from my eye and inspecting it, as easily as touching you during the course of a day, as easily as touching your mind. I will be able to control because you will open the door to that special space you have laid out and carry me across it and set me playing. And me playing in your head is an experience that just makes your hypnotic good vibrations better and better, deeper and deeper. And I will tell you to touch. Anytime I tell you to touch, no matter where I'm telling you to touch, you can also run your hands across one of those objects. You can also run your hands across one of those substances of hypnotic desire. So if, for example, you were trying to hold back, trying to remain chaste, then you could touch something else instead of yourself. And if you are touching yourself, you can use one hand for that and one hand for an object of desire to add an extra drip, drip, drip titration of amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic lust to you. You have choices. You will choose the objects. You may be chaste and choose to touch an object instead of your body in sexy ways. You'll touch an object instead sometimes. But you are going to go into the world and make the nest and welcome me into it. And when it's the perfect circumstances, be it lighting, be it covers, be it pillows, take me seriously. Take this seriously. Make a space. Welcome me into it. You'll be rewarded beyond your wildest fetished pearls of fantasy. And I will create yet another pearl in my fetished memory out of you in your perfect hypnotic feng shui, vibrating to my rhythm, my desire, my control.